Has any jockey been hotter over the course of the past couple of months than jockey Florent Giroux? I don't know. He's winning every big race that we have in the sport today. And you heard that little montage. It started with Mr. Monomoy and the Risen Star. Ete Endayan came back and won the Fountain of Youth. Bonnie South took the Fairgrounds Oaks and Wells Bayou, the Louisiana Derby, in back-to-back fashion at Fairgrounds last Saturday. And I had the privilege now of welcoming Florent to the program. Florent, good morning, my friend.
Hi, good morning, Mike.
Thanks for taking some time. Hey, what's the secret to this hot streak that you're on?
Very easy, good horses.
Come on, it's a pretty good... You got to have some kind of chemistry, though, don't you?
A little bit, but I mean, I think it's just what kind of opportunity, you know, people are offering you, to be honest, you know. But none of that, you know, when you don't have pressure, you know, for some of the people, maybe sometimes you can make a decision who are the winning one. But, you know, with Brad, you know, we're making a good team, and I don't have any pressure, you know, from him. He just gives me free rein pretty much every time, and I worked out good, you know, and he was a trainer who gave me also some nice horses like Patrick and some other guys. I mean, same thing, they just give me free rein, and I think it's a big plus as a jockey to do what, you know, don't think about it too much, just let you do your thing.
Yeah, let's start with, you mentioned Patrick Biancone and Ete Endayan going to the post later today in the Florida Derby. So let's start there, and then we'll talk about what happened last weekend at the Fairgrounds, which was a special day for you. But Ete Endayan's a horse that you won the Fountain of Youth on last time. You were aboard him for the very first time in that race. First of all, share your thoughts on that performance.
It was very impressive. I thought he had a good chance, you know, to win it that day. And I think he really did more than I was expecting him to do. You know, with the final margin, just how easily, you know, he drew away from the competition. So, you know, that day he was drawing the far outside, and he was able to cross over, you know, fairly easy. And after that, you know, he was, like I said, you know, he was pretty impressive.
Did you know that you were going to be on the lead with him that day, or did it just happen?
No, I think it just happened. You know, I was definitely thinking about pulling him forward. But after that, you know, I'm not going to try to make the lead just to make the lead and get the horse tired at the end, you know. It's just really how it unfolded, you know. So my game plan was trying to put him forward and get some kind of position. And when I ended up on the lead, you know, I just took it. It just went from there.
Now, in that race, you broke kind of from the outside, going a mile in the 16th.
Yeah.
It was post position 10, so you were outside that day. You're outside again today with Ete Endayan. Mile and an eighth at Gulfstream. We always hear that can be a challenge. How come?
Yeah, because, you know, it's a very big, big wide turns. You know, there's not, you know, much stretch. So the turns, you know, are a little bit longer than some other racetrack compared, you know, like to the Fairgrounds. Fairgrounds is a very long stretch and short, tight turn. Churchill is the same thing too, you know, long stretch and tight turns. That's why, you know, when you come into the turn, you know, that's why most of the people are trying to get, you know, secure, you know, a nice spot, you know, on the inside, because after that you can get flooded pretty wide, you know. So
when you go into the starting gate today and you're out there on the outside again with this horse, obviously the break is always important, no matter what post position you have. But without giving away your whole strategy, Flo, what's the mindset as you walk into the gate?
Same thing. You know, he's outside again. There's a few scratches, you know, actually today. So he's going to read us the film, so I'm a little bit closer than, you know, number 12, I guess. I'm number 8 now. There's 4 scratches here today.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's closer, but I have an extra 16 of a mile to work with too, you know. So last time it was a mile 16. Last time he drew the 11, was a mile 16. This time he has the 12. But, you know, now he has the 8, and it's a mile 8. So same, you know, set of mind, you know, just break sharp and, like I said, you know, if you make the lead, fine. If not, you know, it's just going to be in stuck in position. But I'm going to definitely get the game going the first 16 of a mile for sure.
I mentioned that last time in the Fountain of Youth was the first time you were aboard Ete Endayan. What did you learn in that race, Flo, that maybe even helps you when you go to the post with him later today?
Actually, I breathe in 3 times in the morning, 3 or 4 times already. He's a very cool horse to go, you know. He's a very, he's a great mover, too. He's pretty easy, you know. He has, like, good tactical speed, which helps a lot, you know, especially those big races. When they can put you forward, you know, out of trouble right away, it's a big plus, because some of those horses, you know, are still learning, you know. They are, you know, a young three-year-old, and some of them are still a little bit, you know, immature sometimes, and sometimes between horses, they can get, you know, a little bit scared, and sometimes, you know, they do things not necessarily the jockey wants to. But him, you know, he just, I don't need to worry about that, you know, he put himself good forward, and he's very professional, so he's a pretty neat horse.
Talking with jockey Florent Giroux here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. He has won 1,566 races in his career, and it seems like he's winning every big race with every good horse that he sits on these days. Let's go back to last weekend at the Fairgrounds, Flo. You take both the Grade 2 Fairgrounds Oaks and the Louisiana Derby. You do the Fairgrounds Oaks aboard Bonnie South and then come back with Wells Bayou in that Louisiana Derby. Just tell me about those two victories and you know, those two horses. How good were those performances?
They were very good, you know, both of them. We were very proud of the horses. And honestly, both of those horses, you know, we like them. You know, they both were working great. Bonnie South, you know, maybe a little more of a surprise, you know, for, I think, like, outside of people, you know, racing fans, you know, and better and viewers. We were not that surprised, you know, with his team, you know, with Brad and his team. The filly was working great. Last time she was able to beat a filly named Cedars the Double, who came back and won the Honeybee in Allowance race at Auckland. So I'll give you a better line and a speed figure, you know, on some of the stuff, you know, we are using, you know. She ran pretty fast, you know. You know, obviously, there was, you know, a filly of Steve Asmussen, Finite, which we respect, you know, very much. But you know what? Sometimes, you know, horses can run off-race, you know. But we are hoping, you know, to win. But we are more looking, you know, for second and trying to get some black type with her. But it worked out good. At the end, she was able to extend her stride, you know, the last eighth of a mile. And she drew off, you know, pretty easily.
Yeah, it was a good performance. And then you come back with Wells Bayou, the son of Lookin' It Lucky, who wins for the second time here in 2020. Tell me about that win.
Well, him was a little bit easier, you know, game plan and going to the race. You know, actually, we all talked together, you know, with the connection. It was, you know, his owner, you know, Brad and myself, and we all agreed, you know, to go run in the Louisiana Derby. Distance was a mile and 3:16. Instead of running in rubber, just because, you know, pace-wise, you know, there was a horse, you know, like Nadal, who showed speed, you know, going 7-8, who won great stakes, you know, in California. There was a horse of Tom Amos named No Peril, who showed a lot of speed also, and there was us. We didn't want to be hooked in a speed duel and couldn't see anything. You know, sometimes you get hooked and you don't know if you really belong in those kind of races or you just the pace just killed you, you know. So we just all went, you know, for Louisiana Derby. Looked like it wasn't much pace, you know, going into the race. And it was not much, you know, actually when we ran. And he drew a very good post. And from there, same thing, you know, he's a very sharp horse, you know, from the gate. Just the plan was like to go on the lead. And if somebody really wanted it, you know, just probably let the user go. But I didn't see myself, you know, farther than first, second, or third, you know, for sure.
Jockey Florent Giroux here on HRRN. Flo, there have been some riders, including Irad Ortiz Jr. and Rajiv, who stepped away and then came back. And Irad has chosen not to ride because of the concerns with the coronavirus. But how about for you? You decided to keep going. Did you ever consider saying, hey, you know what, I need to take a break for a little bit?
Yeah, honestly, you know, the kind of things, you know, you think about all the time, especially the last few days, you know, here at the stream. You know, we, management and jockeys and everybody involved, you know, racing, we'll try our best, you know, to stay, you know, very aware of the situation with the coronavirus. We'll wear gloves, you know, mask and all kind of stuff and try to keep, you know, the social, you know, distancing and stuff. It's hard, you know. I have some riding commitments, you know, especially last week at the Fagon was the biggest weekend of my season over there. And there are some horses ready to go, and I just feel just was a little bit unfair, you know, for the connection to step away, you know. And this weekend I have another racing commitment, you know, with Eta Indian, you know, so I'm a little bit tired there, you know, but after that, you know, I might take a little bit of a time off, I think, but yeah, I mean, it's like it's just scary out there, but you know, we are trying our best, you know, to make it work.
Yeah, we've heard a lot about different racetracks enacting different protocols with the jocks room, trying to make it a safer environment and comply with what the Centers for Disease Control has recommended for everybody, you know, around the world. What's it? Take me inside the jocks room at Gulfstream now. What have they done, and what was done at Fairgrounds too, to make this a safer environment?
We try to spread the jockeys as much as we can. Usually we are all together in the same room, and now we are all spread out a little bit because, you know, we have the whole building, the whole facility for ourselves, you know, so, but we need to stay, you know, somewhere in the ridge, you know, near the paddock, and, you know, because we need to weigh in and weigh out, you know, of the races, you know, so we need to get changed, so we cannot be, like, all the way, you know, up in the sixth floor, you know. But, no, everybody is very spread out. Actually, if you see me today, I'm kind of near the starting area. Wide open, everybody see me. It looks like I'm camping over there, but whatever works, you know.
Are you comfortable with the way that things are being done right now for jockeys?
Yeah, I'm comfortable, but, you know, like I said, you know, government and other people, you know, higher than the restaurant are making it more difficult, you know, for everybody. And I just feel it's hard. I mean, it doesn't matter how much we all want to run and, you know, we have to keep our job. Our hands are very tight, you know. And sometimes you have a 12-horse field, you keep, you know, social distancing. You have 12 groups, you know, leading the horses. You're going to have, you know, the valet, you know, selling horses. It's already 24 horses, 24 people. You have a couple of grooms and, you know, hot walking and stuff. It is 30 people already together, you know. We are just keeping it, you know, the minimum. It's not like I'm not even counting the trainers and assistant trainers and stuff like this. Well, most of them, you know, not there.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned earlier in the program that Javier sent out a tweet saying that he had tested positive for coronavirus. He is now in self-isolation for the next 2 weeks. He feels fine. I texted with him last night. He said he's doing just fine and just hoping to get this behind him. He was asymptomatic all along. What's the reaction from fellow jockeys when they hear about a guy like Javier Castellano testing positive?
Well, first of all, you know, I felt bad for him, and I asked him, you know, right away how was he feeling, and of course he was worried, you know, about, you know, his family, you know, because he's been with them, you know, and especially his mom, which is the one who's living with him here in South Florida, and she's a bit older. So his first thought, you know, was more, you know, about, you know, his mother, his wife, and his kids, you know, that's what first come in his mind, you know. He doesn't want other people to get sick. But no, I mean, I've talked to him too, he's feeling good. Like I said, you know, he went jogging and stuff like that. He physically doesn't feel any symptoms. But like I said, you know, it's very contagious, and, you know, just even him, I'm sure he was aware of the situation and tried to do his best not to get the virus, and he just caught it. So.
Yeah, well, Flo, listen, these are crazy times and unprecedented times. Get through today safely, and then continue to stay safe and healthy, my friend. And I can't thank you enough for taking some time here this morning.
Well, you're welcome.
One good bit of news, my friend. You still have 161 days till the Kentucky Derby now, so you got plenty of time to decide on which horse you're going to ride.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Hopefully, some of my horses are still around, you know, in September, so that's, I would have been a little more comfortable having it in May this year, but you know what? Hopefully, look like it's still going to happen better than canceling, I guess.
Yeah, it might be your mount for the Breeders' Cup Classic, too, so you might be thinking ahead to a couple
exactly.
of races. Appreciate it, Flo. Stay safe, my friend, and safe trip out there.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, Florent Giroux here on the Horse Racing Radio Network.